Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of the Confused Breakfast Podcast. I am your host, Mike Schulte, and just my normal cool friends, Sean Pryor and AJ Venz, are hanging out. Just
no title, no
special
nothing.
Names, no nothing. Before you turn off, I know you looked at the title and you're like, this isn't a movie that I know. This isn't a fucking show that I know.
No.
Don't. You're going to want to listen to this, okay? Because, like, we needed a timeout. We needed to analyze what has happened so far.
Dude, usually when I record this show, as you guys know, as you guys see every week,
right.
every goddamn week,
right.
I'm naked as fuck every time I record because I'm just so horned up to talk about these movies.
Right.
I'm wearing a suit and tie right now.
Yeah.
This is a business meeting, essentially. This is the one.
He had to borrow it from me, but he is wearing it.
Yeah.
It's very baggy.
It fits.
It's baggy.
All right.
I told you it fits. It's baggy.
I think you look fucking fantastic. But anyway.
I prefer baggy suits.
Listen, we didn't know what this was going to be when we got into this. We knew we were going to do this. We didn't know how long we were going to go. But we've essentially done 21 episodes. We've done 14 movies.
We're old enough to drink, at least.
We're right. We've done 14 movies. Mm-hmm. We've got 7 mini bites. And I feel like we just needed a quick breather. I'm a numbers guy. I like to go back and I like to analyze stuff like who was the biggest dick out of all three of us in our ratings?
Yeah,
who was the nicest guy? So, you know, at this point, I'm sure this isn't your first episode. I'm sure you've listened to at least a few of these movies, hopefully all of them. If this is your first episode, go back and listen to some movies first. You know, like go check out the old episodes and come back because we're going to basically talk about everything we've done up to now.
I'm going to say go back and listen to Lethal Weapon. Do that one.
Okay.
Go listen to Lethal Weapon.
Okay, well, no, then time out. Let's go. Before we get into these stats, because there's some funny stuff here, like did you know that we all hated the same movie the most? We'll get into that. I'm just saying.
We probably did know that. One of us gave
the best ratings as adults. One of us gave the worst ratings as adults compared to kids. So there's a lot of cool stuff I have here. But I want to know not what your favorite movie was of all 14, but what was your favorite episode of a movie that we did?
That's a good question.
Is it Lethal Weapon? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, man. I think, honestly, I look back on like our first episode, Hocus Pocus, and how well it went. Because I like when we started this podcast, we're just like we don't know what we're gonna do. We kind of talked about like a general sort of outline and outlook of how we were gonna structure it and everything like that. But we never did a trial episode
rehearsals or anything.
No, we just went into it. And what you hear on our first episode on Hocus Pocus is what we first said. You know, it's not like first take, second take, third take. All these episodes are pretty much, for the most part,
every episode but one is a first take.
And if you're
a Patreon member, you'll know all about this.
That's as far as we were going to go.
You'll
understand how. Never mind.
I'd actually like to think that when we showed up for our first episode, I'd like to think that you guys didn't think I was going to be as prepared as I was.
No, I think I knew you.
Did you know?
Yeah, I mean,
I think I was trying to be a prepared enough to make sure I didn't seem unprepared. So that was my goal, was I was like, these guys are going to come in firing. Like,
yeah, I mean, especially for Hocus Pocus, I did know a lot about it already, so it was like kind of comfortable territory for me. I feel like as we went through with episodes and everything like that, I feel like my favorite movie that we've done as an episode might have to be Stallone,
the Over the Top. That was a really good episode.
It was really fun. And then like mini bite wise, I think I think Price is Right was just outrageous.
Can we all at least agree that Price is Right was the best mini bite that we've done?
I think it was the best mini bite.
If you're listening and you've not listened to the Price is Right mini bite, you must go back because there's a moment. The show goes well. We give you a lot of great information.
Yeah.
We tell you some thoughts about how we watched it as a kid. Then we get to the end, and we're just not going to really spoil it, but I get about probably one text or message a week still. People going, I just listened to The Price is Right, and oh my God, the ending is pure gold.
Hashtag pre-funeral.
I also have people shoot me like a message like on Facebook or something, or I got a text like literally like 2 days ago saying the exact same thing. Oh my God.
It's It's absolutely yeah. amazing. And the best part about that is AJ's laugh. Because I think we've talked about this personally, but AJ's got a great contagious laugh.
Yes.
Which is so awesome. But when he really finds something funny, that laugh kind of goes up an octave.
It goes to beyond.
Where almost no noise comes right. out. And you hear that on that episode when me and AJ finally lock eyes yeah. and come to realize what Sean has just said, right. AJ loses his shit. And it makes me happy.
You got to be the best, like, yeah. I don't know if you've ever been to a stand-up show or anything like that, or, yeah. like, watch a stand-up comedian live, but you have to be the best audience member.
Yeah.
Because it's, like...
you do.
And not that I'm that at all or anything, but, like, it was just something that came out of my mouth, and... when you laugh like that, it is just like, okay, I need to run with this. I just know, you know, I just have to, yeah. whatever comes out, it needs to be as good as what just happened to AJ.
Okay. Yeah. There are moments that just hit you and like, it becomes beyond this world.
You know, it's another realm.
It's beyond this. It's like the nether realm, man. It's outworld.
and to speak to Sean's favorite movie, maybe that we've done over the top.
Maybe
we had another moment like that too. Where AJ also laughed like that, where you mean to tell me my cock is in there, and AJ did the same fucking laugh, which is when you know you're funny. Like yes. me and Sean yes. finally, yeah. like we cracked AJ, and we're like, we made him laugh that yeah. high pitched laugh. We know we're funny.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a breaking point for me, and that's definitely it. Now I know that that's been one of my
shit. We ruined it.
No, that's been one of my favorite parts. Is kind of like you discover your own. Little ticks.
Mm-hmm. It's actually the worst part about doing this podcast is listening. Right. Yeah,
like, and fucking ass and pussy and buttholes yeah. and
swear okay. words.
So Sean's tentatively over the top. What about you, AJ? What was your favorite episode of a movie that we did?
I was trying to think, and I think it really came down. I feel like in this season we had the ninja era.
We did a lot of ninjas
unintentionally.
And I think it's a tie between Three Ninjas and Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
I think it's a tie. Like not they to be were complicated, both pretty good. But they were both really good. And I think that's really where our humanization of our favorite people like came from, like really stuck in there. And I think that's important. You know what I mean?
Especially because like we're going to be covering a lot of 80s movies, and a lot of 80s movies had a lot of goons
yeah.
within them.
So. Yeah. And like, you have to consider that they're normal people who have like, maybe they're unionized, or maybe they can call OSHA, or
that's
maybe
super
they can,
funny.
You know, they have they HR have reps at their disposal. That's one of my favorite aspects of this.
Shout out to my friend Adam Johnson, who is an avid listener who listened so closely that he picked up on the humanize the goon,
yep.
and he wants to turn that into a hashtag movement. He sent us a shirt design.
#humanize
the goon. I would wear it.
I would wear it. Yeah. I mean that aspect of, I mean, just think about it though. Like, think about your job. Think about you. Maybe you work at Nordstrom. I'm sorry. Maybe you work at Nordstrom and you're just like, I feel like a goon. I feel like expendable. And that's how they feel.
Yeah.
You know, that's gotta be like, they don't have a HR to go to. Do they have families? They have to have families.
Of course they do.
One of them had accidentally had a baby.
Yeah, well, or
if not every single one of them,
they're at least going home to a girlfriend that's kind of tired of hearing about it.
Oh yeah,
like, you know what I mean. So
I know you do karate every day, babe. Babe, you gotta stop talking. We gotta feed this child.
This is your wake up call, honey. Maybe karate's just not for you if you're getting beat up by teenage boys.
You said Snyder was gonna give you promotion anytime, and that was months
trained.
Ago.
Highly trained teenage boys.
Yeah. And you know what? You thought Shredder was gonna move you through the ranks, but you just not progressing like you wanted to. You're not Tatsu at this point. You thought you were going to be, but Tatsu got the promotion instead of you, and that's what came.
It really is a fun thing that just happened to happen. Like, we didn't talk about doing this, but it now happens every episode. Yeah.
So I think definitely a tie, but in our ninja era,
I think mine was actually Breakfast Club. I think we had a lot of laughs through all these episodes, but like Breakfast Club really like hit on a deep level.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. There's definitely like the fun episode, and then there's that episode.
Yeah. It's like Three Ninjas and then Breakfast Club, which are both the same, but our overall
they're the same
vibe.
Movie for sure.
Our overall vibe. I meant the episode analysis.
I do agree with you. Like, obviously Breakfast Club holds a soft spot for me. Like, it's my favorite movie. Like, I'll revisit it at like the best and worst times of my life. Yeah. I swear. And like, it is. And like, it obviously has a sweet soft spot, like in my heart, you know. It's not the funniest, but it's definitely like the most emotional.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was definitely really taken aback by the rewatch, because I think Mike and I'm sure you had the same conclusion as well. It's like really, with Vernon was a kind of a revelation within my mind. I'm just like, why do I relate to this guy so much?
I don't want to relate to this guy.
Because I've grown up a little bit, you know, because I'm out of high school and it's
hard.
I agree. That was a really, really fun episode and really cool to dive deep into those kind of mindsets.
But that's why we do this, people get so mad at us, like, oh, could you talk shit about Three Ninjas or whatever? It's like, well, that's the whole point of this, is to strip away all that nostalgia and go in and look at this. And that's what was cool about Breakfast Club, was like, strip away any thoughts you had about that, and now you're looking at it differently. You're going, oh shit, like, Vernon was right about Bender was a fucking dick and like throwing his life away. And Vernon was just trying to help because he was there.
But also Bender had a point too.
And they all had points.
That's the thing.
And no one could learn from each other.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Bender was absolutely right about 90% of the things. And it was just the way he went about it was shitty to Vernon. And Vernon was right about almost 90% of the things. I'd say a little less maybe than Bender. I think Bender actually had like a little bit of better outlook, but like maybe 70% better outlook than he originally should have had, you know.
Yeah.
But like you just said, he just went about it all wrong and couldn't get through to all the kids, and it was just like, ugh.
probably one of the most misunderstood characters we've ever talked about is John Bender, because like, you find him throughout the entire movie just defending each one of them at odd points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also bashing them all. You know, I mean, he was a defender because it's just a weird thing. It's like he doesn't care. That just shows how much he doesn't care.
He likes and respects every single one of them, but like, as soon as they show a flaw, he's like, he's on it.
Yeah, exactly.
But no one like is on him about his flaws except Vernon.
Right.
You know, that's another interesting thing.
Well, you could literally talk about Breakfast Club.
Well, and that's the beauty of this. And I also will say, like, if you don't get the point of the podcast at this point, with your TikTok comments or Instagram or wherever they're coming through, is like, if you want the nostalgia rating, we already gave that to you in the beginning.
Yeah, we gave it to you.
You know, like, obviously we loved the movie when we saw it. We're trying to strip it away.
Okay, so here's where you're going to love these stats that I looked up. So this is where it really breaks down, because we went episode by episode, right? But when you look at it from a whole, some patterns start developing.
Oh,
but
first
I want to show you this. So AJ would always give the ratings from Tomato Meter, right? The critical rating. So do you know what the highest rated movie by Tomato Meter was?
Yeah.
What was it?
Breakfast Club.
No.
Oh, no. Ooh, Big.
It was Big.
Big
got a 97.
Wow.
Followed by Speed with a 94.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Those were the two highest critical rated movies that we talked about.
Wow. Somehow. You know what? Speed was a fucking fun ass episode.
It was
too.
A fun episode.
Speed was a really fun episode.
It was definitely, it was definitely up there.
So do you know what the lowest rated critical movies that we talked about
lowest
were?
Lowest critical. Oh, man.
I feel like I should have the cheat sheet for all this.
You
right, don't. Guys?
You literally looked up all this stuff.
I know, and I wanted to go into this without doing that.
Yep.
I wanted to be,
good.
You know, incredulous.
I'm gonna say it's either Three Ninjas or Hocus Pocus.
So it was actually Over the Top. Over the Top.
Really? Damn.
Over the Top was a 30, followed very closely by Three Ninjas at 32.
Okay, I was gonna guess Three Ninjas. Yeah.
Really?
Now,
wow.
Now what we saw was that a lot of these movies had different opinions on critics and audience, right? Where either the critics loved it and the audience hated it, or audience loved it, critics hated it. But there was one movie that was within 2% of audience and critics, meaning like everybody was pretty in agreement on this. Do you know what it was?
Beetlejuice. Nice.
Wow. Yeah, the critics gave it an 84 and the audience gave it an 82.
They were all pretty in agreement with that.
It's exactly right. So
that's honestly, I don't know where you probably could say, I don't know what I gave it, but that's probably where I am too. Honestly. We're going to
actually, do you want to see what, if everybody gave it pretty much an 8, do you want your modern day rating or your childhood rating?
Modern day.
So Sean gave it an 8.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And I gave it an 8.5. AJ gave it a 7.5.
So there it is.
Average of 8. There you go. So, okay. So here's where a few different things happen here. So the audience scores, as far as the audience was concerned, Breakfast Club was the highest rated movie that we talked about. That was on IMDb and audience rating. The lowest... Total agreement with the critics. It was Over the Top and Three Ninjas for audiences, right? So here's what's cool, too. So we did 14 movies. 9 times the audience liked it better than critics. And the other 5 times the critics liked it better than audience. So usually... Really? The audience likes it better than the critics do.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Makes sense.
But do you know... this is interesting to me. What movie... had the biggest jump from critical to audience, meaning critics hated it, audience loved it. What had the biggest difference?
Ooh. Hocus Pocus.
It's not Lethal Weapon. What came after that? I'm running out of time. I don't
know. So Hocus Pocus was number 2.
Okay.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had one of the worst critical scores compared to what the audience had. In fact, it was Ninja Turtles was 40 for critics, but an 81 for audience.
That's the biggest jump.
Now there's also another jump. There is a jump down, right? Where critics think that it's amazing and audiences are like, nah. What do you think those were?
Ooh. That's a good
one. Biggest jump.
Biggest jump. Critical, like, loved it, and audience hated it.
Well, they hated it that much worse than the critics did.
I see. Then I'm going to go Speed.
It was the same as so Speed and Big were pretty much right up there.
I was just going to say Big.
Speed being the biggest, it was 94 for the critics, 76 for the audience.
Boom, baby.
So not a huge difference, but bigger than the most.
I mean, speed is just like, it's that is like the higher tier Mortal Kombat. You know, it is just pure fun. I mean, it's got a good script. It's got a good script, good actors.
It's a little bit better. And,
I mean, it's nothing like Mortal Kombat. I don't know what I'm saying.
Actually, it's nothing like Mortal Kombat.
In fact, scratch that.
You know what? You want to just edit that out,
just
Mike.
Just fucking scratch that shit. Yeah, well, sure, I'll edit that out.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so let's get into personal stuff here. So... we're talking when we give our rating from childhood and then our modern day rating, one of us was extremely low, meaning they very rarely increased from childhood to adult. And one of us was fairly high on meaning they, whatever rating they gave it as a child, they gave it a better rating as an adult. Do you know who was who?
I think you are. Mike Schulte is a low.
Meaning I pretty much went down on every time that I,
or you only went up a little bit.
No, I went down only 2 times. Only 2 times did I give it a higher rating in adulthood than I did as a child. Hocus Pocus and Beetlejuice got higher ratings
as an adult.
2 episodes.
Oh, wow. As an adult, right?
Wow. So it was downhill from there.
And then
huh?
Every episode went downhill for me. AJ, 10 times out of 14 went up from childhood.
Wow.
10 times.
10 times?
You like the movie better as an adult.
No shit.
Yeah.
So I am the most,
baby.
I'm the most rational person on this podcast.
You were 8 out of 14 times. You were just like kind of right in the middle. Like sometimes you liked it, sometimes you didn't.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Okay. So since AJ and Sean both pretty much, for the most part, liked a movie better as an adult,
right,
for their decreases, you were pretty much in agreement though, where you didn't like it as an adult. You had the same movies, Three Ninjas, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Mortal Kombat and Over the Top. Those 4 movies were like complete agreement for you guys.
We went down on
that. You didn't like it as much in adulthood.
Gotcha.
And I was kind of in agreement with you there because I was on most of them, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I was like, nope, I like this better as an adult.
You know what the biggest shock to me in this is?
What?
Is I thought as an adult that Hocus Pocus was better than when I was a kid.
Did you?
That's what you're kind of saying. Hold on a second. Right?
So you said, yes, so Hocus Pocus, you gave it, you did. And what you're saying is,
shocked.
Well, you gave it a 4.
Yeah.
You gave it a 4 as a child, and girls. You gave it a 7 as an adult.
Okay.
In fact, we both went up, but Sean gave it a fucking 10. His only 10 was our first episode.
As a child.
And then he went down to an 8.
Wow.
So here's
an 8.
You went down to an 8.
8, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
Because it was October, dude. Yeah, it was Halloween season.
I was in spirit.
You're in spirit.
You know what? Yeah, fuck that.
Okay, so here's some specific things. So as hosts, the if you average our ratings together, all three of us, I feel like we are knowledgeable people and that our average ratings should stand for something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The highest rating we gave a movie was Breakfast Club as a group. And definitely. These are adult ratings, right? We gave it a 9.3.
Wow, okay.
The lowest rating we gave as a group was Three Ninjas, 2.8. That was our collective
caller number one's yes. Real pissed.
Oops, yeah. Whoever that caller was, it's understandable now. Yeah, 2.8 is kind of low.
Yeah.
Our largest increase from childhood to adulthood was on Breakfast Club. We collectively gave it a 5.2 as kids.
Oh, gotcha.
And we gave it a 9.3 as an adult.
Yeah, okay.
Which kind of makes sense. Like the first time you see that movie, you're like, well,
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't like this movie. Our you know what our largest group decrease was?
Tell me.
Three Ninjas.
Yeah.
We were all in on Three fucking Dude. Ninjas. We were 8.4 collectively as a group from childhood, and we went down to a 2.8.
Considering how hard we went in on like Charlie and the Santa Claus.
Right.
For us to have the biggest decrease on Three Ninjas, yeah, that is some shocking.
So, but analytics. See, Santa Claus wasn't that bad. We were, AJ was a 6, I was a 9.5, and Sean Love was a 6 shit. as children, and then we went 7, 7, 8. As an adult. So like,
who was 8? Who the fuck was 8?
Sean. Sean was an 8.
He called himself out.
What the fuck? What fucking dumbass
was 8? You're getting kicked off this me. Okay.
Oh,
we're going to have to think harder about these ratings. These are etched in time forever. All right. So I broke it down even further. So my favorite movie as a kid was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. My favorite movie as an adult was Home Alone.
Oh, nice.
Wow. I must have hit me Smacked. real nice in the season
you,
there.
Wow. I am surprised based on what you've told us thus far that you liked Home Alone as an adult more than you liked Breakfast Club.
Apparently.
Wow.
I gave Home Alone a, you ready for this?
Yes.
I gave Home Alone a 9 as an adult, and I gave Breakfast Club a 8.5.
Wow. Okay. Gotcha.
So, you know, I mean, some of them, I mean, we can't take these back.
No, we can't change these. They're etched in time in podcast land.
So my least favorite as a kid was Hocus Pocus. My least favorite as an adult was Three Ninjas.
Okay.
In fact, let's just go ahead and say it. All of us were Three Ninjas. AJ gave the lowest rating on the board.
For Three Ninjas.
Like the lowest rating that anyone gave a movie was AJ at 2.4 for Three Ninjas.
Yeah.
That is lower than any of our kid scores.
You really did like it.
Take that, assholes.
Take that, you idiot. All right, so Sean, actually, there's a couple more here. So the biggest swing up that I had was Breakfast Club. The biggest swing down that I had was Three Ninjas, which all of our biggest swing downs and all of our least favorite as adults were Three Ninjas. Let's go ahead and put that out there.
Oh, man.
Fair.
Sean's favorite as a kid, do you know what that was?
No,
I already told
Hocus
you.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Yeah, you gave that shit a fucking 10.
Yeah, that's right.
Favorite as an adult, do you remember?
I think it's Karate Kid.
Karate Kid, dude. Yep, Karate Kid for sure. Your least favorite as a kid was Breakfast Club.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, that was your least favorite. And, of course, Three Ninjas, least as an adult. Biggest swing up being Karate Kid, because you gave Karate Kid, let's see here, you gave that a 6, and then you went up to a 10 as an adult. You gave Karate Kid a fucking 10, dude.
I gave it a 10. Okay,
you gave
cool.
it a 10?
Yeah, I love that movie, man. I don't know what it is. Like, philosophically, like The Breakfast Club was just like, I like every idea that is being presented to me in this movie. And then Karate Kid is just like that popcorn level, but has a great message, has great characters and all of this, like Mr. Miyagi and his relationship. I was just like, I clicked with it so much and I think I'll always will. So yeah, that's a firm 10 for me.
And biggest swing down, Three Ninjas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. AJ, you remember your favorite as a kid?
Favorite as a kid was probably Teenage.
Yep. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was nice. was a 9.4 for you as a child.
Damn.
That was also a 10 for me. That was a big favorite for us.
You were a 10 for Teenage?
I was a 10 as a child.
Wow.
Where was I at?
You were an 8.5.
Gotcha.
And we all came down a little bit on that one, just a little bit, but not much. So your favorite as an adult, obviously Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
That was the highest rating you've given so far. Least favorite as a kid? Spooky.
Is it Pocus?
Yeah. You gave that a 4, bro.
Yeah. You're not too scary.
It's too spooky. I'm telling you.
He said it's good. That's a girls, but it's like, I just know it's too scary.
It's too spooky. It's for girls. Like, I don't even know, man. You know what?
Girls are spooky. I don't like them.
and of course, your biggest swing up was Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all kind of gave that a low rating. And biggest swing down, Three Ninjas. So here's also pretty interesting. Our overall average ratings of movies as kids and adults were 0.2 off.
Oh, wow.
Meaning us collectively as a group, as kids and adults, 0.2 off. Do you know which we liked? Did we like it better as kids or better as adults?
I'm going to say better as adults.
What do you say, man?
I think I'm going to say better as kids.
Yeah, it was kids. We were 7.4 as kids, 7.2 as adults. So we didn't change that much then overall. Isn't that kind of weird?
That's not so strange.
Yeah, I mean,
some were big and some were small, right?
That just goes to show, I think, is like how we're watching these movies is not like it's. Obviously, we choose these movies for a reason, and Three Ninjas being an example of this is just like, yeah, we loved it as a kid, and now we kind of know what it is as an adult, but it's still entertaining. Like we would still watch this Three Ninjas no matter what. You know, like I said, I would still watch it like in a group setting and have a great time with it. Like if I was watching it, if I came home from work and I was like, I need to wind down. I really need to just take an edible, shoot like a 3 beers down my throat and just chill like I do. Mm. I'm not putting on Three Ninjas by myself.
It's too much high up.
I will be in pain.
I'm waging a war on pain. I don't want pain in my life.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's right.
That is just like the Snyder. It's the equivalent of what Snyder does. It's nuking my brain.
Yeah.
And I can't do it unless I have friends with me drinking along and watching the movie too.
Fair enough.
Like my point is movies are so disposable, really, when you think about it. And these movies that we watch, obviously, like Breakfast Club, as we've alluded to, has like a great sort of philosophical message, you could say. And the beauty of movies is that you could also say that's bullshit and you're dumb for thinking that, you know,
fact.
And so that's like that 0.2 difference makes a lot of sense to me because I, not to say that we're like the most sensible movie watchers in the entire world and the, like we are the best movie watchers, but I think that we do have a good head on our shoulders to think about this stuff rationally.
Yeah.
And how a movie entertains you, you know?
Well, here's
it's all subjective. Thank you.
You bet.
Cool.
You're welcome.
Well, there's a couple more interesting things though. So do you know who had the overall high, I averaged all of our ratings individually as children, who had the highest overall rating as kids on their movies?
The highest as kids?
Yeah.
Sean.
No, it was actually me.
I gave
3 tens out as a kid.
Ooh, wow.
I was
you
an average
3 tens.
I was an average
child?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Karate Kid, and Home Alone.
Nice.
Wow.
Whereas Sean gave out 110, so that knocked him. I was an 8.2. Sean was a 7.4. AJ being the lowest at 6.6.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
now
impress me.
This is where it was interesting to me. So as adults, who had the highest average rating?
I think I did.
Dude, me. Sean.
Oh my God.
And that's actually, if you had taken this poll when we started, yeah, I would have thought Sean would have been the most critically negative. Absolutely. As an adult.
Absolutely.
But Sean was a 7.7 average, whereas I went on the biggest swing. I went down to a 6.8.
Wow.
As an adult. So I went from highest as a kid to lowest as an adult. And AJ, you were a 6.6. You're a 7 as an adult. So you're just pretty much
you're IMDb level, buddy.
I know. Maybe I'm getting too into this, review land. You might be. Fucking IMDb.
I know how hard movies are to make. And
you want to build them up.
There's beautiful moments in every single movie that we've covered.
100%.
Beautiful, like Tum Tum's moment with him and Rocky and Emily. Great fucking moment.
Yep.
I love that. Like, I literally think about it a lot. It's like, that's a good fucking cinema moment.
I did re-listen to the end of Three Ninjas, and what your thing was, Sean. You're like, I'm never going to watch this movie ever again. But if there is a sequel with just the surfer dudes, I am all the fuck in.
100%. Totally. They were great. I love them.
If you ever listen to the other podcast Sean and I do, I'm Super Stoked Podcast, then you'll know that Sean is the movie buff. And that is why you are vetted to be like the critical Raj.
I thought Sean like was gonna
you
be
were Raj.
So for instance, I once was asked to judge a drum off at Guitar Center.
Oh God.
Okay. So the scores were 1 to 10, right? So these kids were terrible, right? Okay. I mean, these kids were not good drummers, but I was like giving them like sevens and
I was like thinking like, oh, Mike's got a big heart. He'll be like,
no, I was like, no, they were terrible, but I do have a big heart. So I'm like 7.5. Yeah. Whereas I look over and the guy that's been doing this for years is like 1.2.
Wow.
1.6.
And he's like, fuck these assholes.
He's like, no, he's like,
this dude is J.K.
Think
Simmons.
Of 10 as the best drummer you've ever seen. Think of 0 as the best drummer, or the worst drummer you've ever seen. And so I thought for sure, like, Sean was going to be like 2.5, 3. Well, me and AJ are like 10.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Karate Kid.
See, that's so the kind of nostalgia. That's the kind of thing that I like, especially about people, like when we read reviews and people are just like, this movie's trash, and they have no reason for it. It's like, I find something enjoyable about mostly every movie that I watch.
Hell yeah.
Most every movie that I watch, maybe except, you know, like, I can't even tell you, honestly. I like them all. I like them all for different reasons, but it's that whole nomenclature of just like, I know how hard it is, and I know that this movie that we're reviewing right at the moment, Three Ninjas even, is someone's favorite movie.
Yes.
And so
caller number one,
why is it someone's favorite movie? There has to be something good about it.
Right.
You know? So that's kind of how I look at these things. And maybe that's that stat
there. And you've said before, I believe, you know, if you guys subscribe on Patreon, when we did record Mortal Kombat, you at one point said to me when I was reading a review, the dialogue is bad, blah, blah, blah. And you said, so what's considered good? This is a 4-star review. What's a 1?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's the idea. It's like, how are you eviscerating this? Like, what is, like, what's bottom of the barrel?
Because it's Mortal Kombat, dude. No. It's a fighting movie. It's not Breakfast Club where it's just a script read out.
Road to Perdition. No, it's called fucking Mortal Kombat. Schindler's
Obviously
List.
It's no, bad. The sequel is going to be bad. The dialogue in that movie is probably going to be terrible, but it's Mortal Kombat.
Well, the one thing I'll leave you with is that, and this is the most important thing, is that the audience rating is always something I think that is more important than the critical rating.
For sure.
Critics overall gave a 65 average to all the movies we've seen, where the audience was a 75 average. Mm. And I will trust the audience all day long. And in fact, if we were, so our average as adults, we were 7.2. Mm. And the audience is basically a 7.5. Boom. So I mean, I think we speak for the masses.
Right. We are the voice of the world.
We're a slightly more critical audience. You know, we're a very slightly more critical audience we made it our job in this podcast.
Our job for $375. Yeah.
So a month. But I think that's, it's like we're a slightly more critical audience. We are not critics. We're not movie critics. We're a slightly more critical audience.
We are not critics, but I trust us more than critics.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you review these movies, sometimes the movie is the content, kind of like Breakfast Club, and sometimes the behind the scenes is the content, like Lethal Weapon or something like that, you know, where it's just like something crazier had happened behind the scenes to make this a lot more interesting, or the movie is just that interesting or entertaining where we have to talk about these individual scenes. And the golden hour is to get both, and we'll do Point Break eventually.
We have to.
It's true.
Well, that's all I got. You know, that's just this nice little, let's take a breather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice little recap. So now you can be a little more conscious about your ratings because I am paying attention.
Yeah. Mike's listening. Cool.
And I think I'm just going to keep these rating. I'd like to know how we change moving forward.
I try to think, just food for thought here, or just a little, you know, behind the scenes, how the sausage is made. I try to keep mine as honest and off the cuff as possible.
Yeah, definitely.
I really do. I don't try to let the IMDb and the tomato meter throw me off.
I don't give a fuck about them.
That'd be hard.
All in my own head, right? And I try to come to it without a decision made and in the moment of my chat with you guys.
Yep.
I tell you right then and there.
I agree. I know where I'm at mostly of like 1 through 5. But then I give it that point or that perfect score, you know, off the cuff.
Right.
Well, it was a fun little halftime. We got a breather there, and now it's fucking back to business.
Yeah. Back in.
Next week, we're right into, I don't have a favorite movie, but like Goonies is like, it's there.
I'm going to be very interested to see your thoughts on this movie.
I already have them. I'm fully prepared. I was born for this moment. So we will be talking about Goonies. I know there's people out there that have not seen it. And my response to you is, what the fuck is the matter with you?
This is your warning. Get on it.
That's also the thing about this podcast and about movies in general that I really like is that like you could tell me your favorite movie, but I don't know why. You know, and like none of us discuss really why. Like I've always known AJ's favorite movie is Breakfast Club. I've had an idea of why. I've had like the tone of why, but not specifically why.
You haven't had an hour and a half long conversation with AJ about the movie.
Like, and I know we've all seen Three Ninjas, but I don't know what we think about it. You know, I don't know like the intricacies of it. And that's what's super fun about this show.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. I'm having a fucking blast. I'm signing on for one more season.
One more.
I'm gonna do a one season contract extension and see what happens.
Right. I'm in. If you're in, I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
You in, AJ?
I'd like to get more fans in the stadium this season. Like, see if we can generate some revenue.
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna be in a brewery near you.
Fuck yeah, we are.
We're gonna be watching some of these movies in a brewery near you. We're gonna have some beers. We're gonna talk about these movies and make fun of them.
That'd be hype.
Oh my god. Oh my god. All right. So yeah, we'll hit Goonies next week. Then we're gonna hit some mini bites, and then the future is wide open. It's gonna be real fun. If you got some suggestions, shoot them our way on the old Facebook page or the TikToks. Join the Patreon. If you're a staff pick member in Patreon, you get full on votes and request rights there. Yep, I mean, you can throw them at us. We don't necessarily have to do it, but you throw that request our way, we might be like, oh shit, damn.
That's right.
If you suggest them, just let you know, we probably will do it.
Probably. If you're part of the staff pick Patreon level tier, then yeah, you're part of the staff that gets to pick movies.
Yep. Boom.
Whew. Damn, girl.
Weird.
Damn, girl.
Let's do it.
All right, so I think that's going to be it. We gone. See you, boys.
Bye.
Bye. Now. Bye.